this like the one I had last year. My slit wrist glistens as I listen to the last Christmas song I'll ever hear. I'm having a depressed Christmas with this last letter that I write. May your days be merry, bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's kind of like a milkshake.
Cosmos.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, freaks! It is Thursday, December 23rd, 2010. This right here is Distorted View Daily. I'm the host, Tim Henson. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the last program before Christmas, and I have got a great show for you today. I've got some prizes to give away. I'm going to be announcing the winner of yesterday's 12 Days of Distortion contest, and I'm going to announce the big prize, the one that I'm really excited about, and the one that you're going to have to do the most work for. All of this, plus news stories, voicemails, all the stupidity you've grown to expect and tolerate from Distorted View. And it all starts right now. I hope you freaks are all set for the holidays. I am getting ready to drive up to Ashtabula to spend some time with the Clampets, also known as the Hensons. I am part hillbilly, and yes, it's from my father's side. I do have a great program for you. I want to announce the winner of yesterday's what the hell am I giving away? Oh, the iTunes gift card, yes! A lot of people emailing in, talking about their freak moments. It was a lot of fun to read through all of the messages. I can only pick one winner, though. I want to read some of the entries, though. These are not winners, but I did find these entertaining. Eric wrote in, "My freak moment happened when I was waiting for a bus at a crowded stop in downtown Charlotte." I think he called in on the voicemail line once with this story. As a bus pulls up, the door opens, and a clearly drunk black man is pushed out onto the sidewalk by the white man driver. Seems as though he was pissing on the bus. Right? I mumbled under my breath, TNB, and the guy next to me looks up and says, "Jagoo?" To which I replied, "Jagoo!" And we ended up grabbing drinks and talking all things Distorted View for hours. That, you know, I'm going to give you the iTunes gift card, too, because that's a really cool story. Keep in mind, I have no idea if the story is true or not. But anyways, I guess I'll give away two iTunes gift cards. Merry Christmas, whatever. So the original winner that I picked was the Puerto Rican Fat Man, who wrote in, "I'm a freak because I'm so fucking fat that I cannot reach my ass properly to clean myself after I pass some stool. I used to be 175 pounds, now I'm 275. You know what 100 pounds does to your body? Let me describe you. I mean, describe it to you. I used to clean my ass by reaching sideways. You know, the normal method where you would rotate your torso to the right, giving your arm a clear path to your ass. Oh, so that's how you do it. I've been wiping wrong all these years. I've been going, kind of down and then, like, through my legs and then back up and around. And I would just use my middle finger. Like, I'd wrap toilet paper around my middle finger and just scrape, almost. Wiping in between my ass cheeks was a simply four-wipe process at the most. Once I started gaining weight, my love handles in combination with my mashed potato ass made it impossible to clean myself that way. It used to be that I would pull on the right ass cheek with the bottom part of my palm and pull the cheek apart. Then I would use the fingers alongside with the toilet paper to wipe. This was a 6-to-8 process. I think he means, you know, a 6 to 8 wipe process, because there's only so much you can clean with a finger swipe instead of a full upward ass wipe. After it became impossible to clean myself that way, I started cleaning myself like a lady. I would bend over and reach my asshole from the bottom.
Asshole.
The problem was that I would wipe inward towards my gooch, and this would leave a scent of feces around my balls that made peeing in the urinal later an embarrassing event, since now my crotch stank of shit instead of the usual sweaty man pheromones. After that, couldn't be done properly. I resorted simply to taking a bath every time I shitted. Now my skin is overly dry and my laundry is 2 times what it was before. Love, the Puerto Rican fat man. Well, I think that deserves an iTunes gift card, don't you? Ta-da! Guys, give me your iTunes email addresses or whatever, and I'll get those gift cards out to you. Now, listen, we've given away a lot of great prizes, right? Let's just review what I've done for you this year, freaks. I've given away 2 iTunes gift cards, a Distorted View merch pack that'll be coming soon, as soon as everything's printed up. It's Bill's fault. He's really dragging his feet on these designs. I have someone else to blame now. I don't understand why he can't come up with, 5 fucking t-shirt designs in 2 days. No, it's really not his fault. I just like having someone else to blame for once. I can't wait to show you guys these designs. But so someone won the merchandise. We gave away 4 iPod Shuffles, a fuck copter, an Amazon.com gift card, a Roku streaming box, and an Insignia media player. We've got 1 more prize to give away, and it's a doozy. And I'm gonna make you motherfuckers work for it. To finish up the 12 Days of Distortion, today's final prize is an Apple iPod! Or wait, no, shit, I fucked that up. Wait, shit. An Apple iPad! Jesus Christ, this show's an abortion. I already said it, an iPad! No more drum rolls. Everything's a piece of shit. Can't do anything right. You guys are probably all disappointed. iPod, he just gave away 4 of those things. Most people would just, if it was a big prize like that, you wouldn't screw up the big reveal. You would stop and re-record it or something. But no, I'm going to keep going. You guys need to understand how awful I am at this show. I have no business being a host. All right, listen, the Apple iPad Wi-Fi is a magical and revolutionary product at an unbelievable price, but you don't have to worry about that because you'll be getting it for free. And the best way to experience the web, email, photos, and videos, all the built-in apps on iPad are designed from the ground up to take advantage of the large multi-touch screen and advanced capabilities of the iPad, and they work in any orientation. You can flip it, turn it, twist it, whatever the fuck you want to do. So you can do things with these apps that you can't do on any other device. High resolution, 9.7-inch LED backlit IPS display. You get Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all that shit. You guys know what an iPad is. I don't have to describe it. Now for the fun part. Telling you guys how you're going to win this. Cut that shit off.
Cut the water off!
Yes, cut the water off!
Cut the water off!
This is serious business now. Now listen. I love you guys. I wish I could give an iPad to each and every one of you, but I can only give 1, so I've got to give it to someone special.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
No, not that. It's a different kind of special. So obviously, I love giving away prizes. I don't like spending money on these prizes. So I really want to get my money's worth, is what I'm saying. And one of the biggest things that I have a problem with is getting new listeners. It's a very specific skill, being able to market and advertise a show. I don't have that skill. I don't ever go on anyone else's podcast. I don't talk up my show to anyone else. I very rarely advertise anywhere. I'm just not good at it. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, quite frankly, with this program. So I rely on you guys to spread the distortion, STD. And now you've got to do it in a big, big way. However you do this, I don't want to know. Legally, I don't think I want to know how you're going to do this. But you need to spread the distortion to as many people as possible. If that means stealing an email list and spamming the fuck out of millions of people, I don't care. I don't want to know about it. And I don't know if you can even legally do that. I don't know if there's some laws against spamming now or something. I don't know. Not my problem. I don't condone it, but I'm just saying. You need to get the word out. You got to spread the distortion. And I want people to email me, people that you've told about, to email me and enlist you as a reference. Say, this person told me about the show, or I got an email from, you know, this douchebag telling me to check out Distorted View. Or use your contacts. Maybe you can get on the radio somewhere or on the television. Maybe you can pop up on the Today Show in that fucking back window in front of, or in back of Kathy Lee and Hoda or something. Hold up distortedview.com. I don't know. Do something creative. Get as many people as possible to listen to the show or check out the website. You'll nab that iPad. Now, I understand this is a huge undertaking. Today's the last program before Christmas, so I'm not going to announce the winner until December 31st. So you basically have, a little over a week now to do as much as you can, wreck as much havoc, spreading the distortion, and you can win that iPad. So there you go. I'll announce the winner on December 31st, and that'll close out the 12 days of distortion. Good luck, freaks. I'm counting on you. Now, before we get into the news, I've got some great audio to share with you. This is from a TLC show that features people with strange obsessions. Here we meet Keisha, who likes to eat toilet paper.
My name is Keisha. I'm 34 years old, and I love eating toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
A bulky roll with the two-ply, I could probably take down half the roll in one day.
I wonder if she has a preference, like, oh, you know, Angel Soft tastes way better than Scott's.
A bulky roll with the two-ply, I could probably...
Charmin is the filet mignon of toilet paper.
A bulky roll with the two-ply, I could probably...
And I'm assuming two-ply is way more filling than the thin one-ply. Like, the one-ply is more of an hors d'oeuvre type of toilet paper.
Take down half the roll in one day. I carry it with me in my purse. When I'm in my car, I keep a roll in my glove compartment box, and I'll just grab the toilet paper and break it off and start eating it.
What the fuck happened in her life that she needs to eat toilet paper?
A good place where people really don't pay attention to you.
Furthermore, when she shits, does she have to wipe? Or when she squeezes out her toilet paper churns, does it just wipe itself?
A good place where...
You know, the toilet paper scrapes against the ass walls and you're done.
A good place where people really don't pay attention to you eating toilet paper is the movie theaters. It's dark in there, so you can, like, sneak a couple of sheets in with no one even noticing.
I wonder if she pours a little bit of butter on her toilet paper at the movies.
Something is definitely wrong with her to be sitting up eating tissue.
That's her mom, the voice of reason.
Something is definitely wrong with her to be sitting up eating tissue. Because she'll sit up, watch a movie, and Keisha have her tissue on the side of her. She eating it right now. Right, she's standing at the door eating tissue.
She certainly is.
Today, I'm here at the coffee shop to meet my sister, Jennifer. She's trying to convince me to stop eating toilet paper, so I'll see how it goes.
You like the way it tastes?
I like how it feels when it goes on my tongue.
Wait. You said you like the way it feels on your tongue.
Yeah.
Your tongue.
You take it off and then lay it on your tongue.
TMB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TMB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
TMB.
You racist pig.
TMB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Okay. I don't actually. This is not really TNB behavior. No one, whites, blacks, you know, Hispanic. No one eats toilet paper. This is a Keisha thing.
Wait. You said you like the way it feel on your tongue.
Your tongue? Your tongue.
You take it off and then lay it on your tongue.
Mm-mm.
You should try it. Try it.
Mm.
Hell no!
Keisha said as long as she's not hurting anyone, that is fine. Well, I just think that she should really take it serious because who eats tissue?
I guess it's a acquired taste.
It has to be. That can clog your system up.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
Oh my god, my toilet's always getting clogged. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
Do you care?
Like I was telling Mama, I care, but it's like, isn't that big?
If you look on the back of toilet paper, it typically says it's safe for septic systems, not for digestive systems.
Do you care?
Like I was telling Mama, I care, but it's like, it's an addiction. It's like I'm an addict.
To tissue?
Yes.
So what you do if you don't have it?
You see how I buy toilet tissue? I always have it.
just plain white.
The white. I don't like the color of tissue.
Why?
Racist.
Why would I want to eat the color of tissue? Because it got the dyes in it.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Why would you want to eat it anyway?
My name is Keisha, and I have a problem.
That's not funny.
Yes, it is. It's fucking hilarious. So there you go. That's Keisha, everybody. Cuckoo. I've got an interesting new song to share.
TNB.
Well, 275 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Yeah, this might be a little TNB for ya. By the way, the song is called "Don't Come in Me."
That's my baby, that's my lady, sex so crazy. Put them legs up, horses racing, it's love making at its best. I kiss that neck while I grab them breasts, and my boo-boo just scream out yes. So I go deep, a little more deeper. I ain't West Haven, but this pussy is a keeper. Love when I squeeze her, love when I hold her. She a beast bent over and can take it like a soldier. Pull that hair, grab them shoulders. If it get too rough, little mama roll over. No, it ain't over, we just get started. Little yeah, that she just starving for this beef. Now, little mama said I'm going too deep. Hey!
All right, there you go. You get the idea. Finally, before we get into the news, one more song I want to share with you. Tonetta is back. This is called Canadian Romantic.
Because each night at 5 o'clock, I guess he needs my car.
Sure, sure.
I wiggle it in his face. I was born with an ace at 5 o'clock. My cell rings, but I don't hear a thing.
Why not, Tonetta?
I ignore what's obvious. The Canadian romantic. Eager to fuck, eager to suck, but I ain't willing to blow my nuts. Show my cock, no hold my butt anymore.
Wow, this is the first time Tonetta has ever turned anyone down for sex.
The Canadian romantic wants my dick. The Canadian romantic needs my dick. Yeah. He's eager to fuck, eager to suck, but I ain't willing, I'm now. He's eager to blow my nuts, but I say, oh, what's the rush?
All right.
Yeah, I say, oh, what's the rush?
Oh, he wants to take it slow. This is the pure, demure Tonetta. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I'm fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. This weekend, Corey has told me there's going to be a Butt Fudge Sunday Christmas special. Now is a great time to sign up for that. If you'd like to sign up for a lifetime membership, if you're not yet a Sideshow Freak, you can just go to superfreaksideshow.com and sign up. But if you are already a member, email me and I will give you the instructions on how to upgrade. If you'd like to gift a membership, this is really your last chance to do it, because tomorrow's Christmas Eve and I won't be around. Just email me, show at distortedview.com. And don't forget about adamandeve.com. They've been a great sponsor now for what? They've been sponsoring Distorted View for almost 2 years, I think. I think they started sometime in 2008, and then they picked up again last year. And, wow, I just love them. They're great people over there. Go to adamandeve.com right now. You can save 50% on just about any item. Just, you know, pick something you like. A bustier, a blow-up doll, whatever, movies, anal beads, clit vibrators, whatever, stuff for guys, girls, trannies, They got you covered. Pick something out. Type in coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll save 50%. And then you're also going to get free shipping, which will save you money. They'll also throw in 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift just for being my freaky deekies. Go there right now, adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I like this first one because it puts a child right in her place for a change. Done coddling these fucking little turds. All right, for 12-year-old Kayla Watkins, the public humiliation was simply too much. After learning a parent on her co-ed peewee hockey team, comprised entirely of boys except for her, called for restrictions on her ice time or her removal from the team unless her skills improved, she did the only thing that she thought she could. She quit. I felt if I went back, all the parents would have been watching every move I made and always staring at me. Yes, of course they'd be looking at you because you're playing the game. What do you want them to watch? Stupid twat, said the outgoing preteen. She's only a preteen, ripping her a new asshole, who's been playing the game since the age of 4. Wow, playing the game since the age of 4 and she still sucks. Maybe you should, you know, get a new hobby. Play with Barbie dolls or something. Start learning how to cook for your man. To play hockey, you shouldn't have to go through what I went through. I was just looking to have friendship and play the game I love. Yes, well, when you're playing competitive sports, talent does, you know, count for something. And if you're not good at it, maybe you shouldn't play anymore. The controversy that sees the Toronto Ice Dogs... Oh, and she's from Canada! You're supposed to be born good playing that fucking game. All right, the controversy that sees the Toronto Ice Dogs Peewee, a club, a minor hockey league's lowest level of competitive play, I guess being, you know, that low, you sort of have to let anyone who wants to play, emerged last month at a parents' meeting called by George Aitis, who has a child on the team but is not part of the coaching staff. The Thornhill lawyer drafted the agenda, which included this item. Kayla Watkins. Player ability limitations and suggested options. It is now 14 games into the season, and I have noticed that Kayla's play has not improved. It is at this point where many of the team members do not want to play on this team if the situation is not addressed, the agenda reads. Aitis then details 2 possible options for consideration, either moving Kayla from defense to forward and keeping her off of power plays and penalty kills, or playing her every second shift on defense and again keeping her off special teams until her skating and shooting improves. If Kayla is not amenable to the above options, the coach should find Kayla a new team to play on. I love that a lawyer drafted this up. Aitis also raises concern about Kayla changing in the same locker room as the boys, stating there have been many near-miss incidents where the boys have almost been exposed to Kayla. I don't think the boys would mind. Vanessa Watkins, Kayla's mother and team manager, said, oh, she's the team... Yeah, something might not be right here. Says she was shocked by Aitis' target of her daughter. Do we not put our kids in team sports to learn to be a team player? To win as a team? To lose as a team? Well, with Kayla, it's always to lose as a team. And it's not about me, me, me. In an interview Monday, Aitis defended the agenda, saying it voiced concerns from the boys on the team who are both squeamish about undressing in front of Kayla and frustrated with her play on the ice. I wrote the agenda. I stand by it. He says, I lay the blame, if you must know, at the feet of Vanessa Watkins. If it was my child, he would never have been in that position because I would not have put him on that team when he was not competing at where he was a liability to the team. Wow, Jesus Christ. While such disputes are common at higher level plays, such as AAA hockey, they shouldn't happen at single A, said Kayla. Aitis is not my coach, so I don't know how he's judging my play. If there's something wrong, my coach should have talked to me, not him. And my coach never did. The team is currently 10th out of 12 teams. Yikes. It floored me that a lawyer would write an agenda like that, said Cherie Watkins. There was just so much discrimination. Anyways, since Kayla quit, she has moved on to a more appropriate team. One with all girls. She may miss the challenge of playing with boys, but the culture is far more welcoming, she says. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Louisiana. As airport security becomes more of a concern during the holiday travel season, travelers will be seeing delays of all sorts. But an hour-long delay for the Lafayette Regional Airport users Tuesday morning was of a most foul nature. Alright, it has something to do with goddamn birds. You know it. The airport was briefly shut down as authorities investigated a suspicious package. luggage that turned out to be a container of a frozen chicken and a headlamp. Who would package those two items together? Frozen chicken and a headlamp. Merry Christmas. Why wasn't that one of the 12 Days of Distortion prizes? Police were called to the airport at around 10:48 a.m. Tuesday after TSA employees saw the package run through the screening process and didn't know what the fuck to make of it. According to Stansberry, who the fuck is that? Oh, Lieutenant Craig Stansberry, a spokesman for the Lafayette Sheriff's Office. The outline of the wires from the head-mounted mining lamp overlapped another image, that of the chicken, during the screening. The combination made for an odd and not readily identifiable image, so the employee notified other security. Yeah, it's not every day you see, you know, a chicken with wires sticking out of it. Yes, the terminal was evacuated while the package was examined. Explosive chicken. Stansberry said bomb dogs and other resources were used to make sure the package did not contain anything dangerous. The wires coming from the lamp made the chicken look particularly suspicious. According to authorities, the chicken was reportedly stuffed with crawfish as well. Oh, delicious. The all-clear was given at around 11:45 a.m., and the airport operations resumed as usual. So there you go. And finally today, a man who police say trapped his former fiancée in a car for more than 2 hours and then threatened to carve a smile onto her face was sent to prison Tuesday. This all went down in Nebraska. We don't read a lot of stories from that state. It's a shame. In August, the woman contacted police after running from the car at People's Choice Federal Credit Union. She told investigators that Richard G. Back, 46, accused her of cheating after she returned to the car during a trip to the grocery store. Getting busy in the produce section. I swear to God, I was just masturbating with a cucumber. Don't get jealous. She tried to get out of the car, she said, but Back grabbed her arm. Back drove her to an area east of Waverly, got out of the car and knelt down and asked his dead mother for help not to kill her. Give me the power. Then he told her she needed a smile or he would carve a smile onto her face. Just flash him a smile, then. Christ sakes. Back drove her back to Lincoln, Nebraska, stole her ATM card, and tried to withdraw cash with it at the credit union. There she made a run for it. A customer at the credit union followed Back's car to an apartment building where officers arrested him. He pleaded no contest in November to charges of attempted robbery, ding, false imprisonment, ding, ding, and making terroristic threats. Tuesday, Lancaster County District Judge Robert Ott sentenced him to 9 to 15 years in prison. So there you go. Justice served. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks. Speak to me, please.
Oh, hey, Tim. What's up? It's Stone Liquor. So last night, I got pretty stoned out of my mind, and I ate a bunch of food.
Okay.
Now, problem with that is I ate way too fucking much, and I have been shitting and throwing up all morning. I didn't call in the voicemail line, but I'll try to do it a little bit later.
Thank you.
But I'll definitely be throwing
appreciate
up
that.
Shitting more. It's so bad that my throw up literally, I think I threw up shit. Like, no. That's how bad it is, because it just tastes like the shit I shit this morning. Anyway, bye.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Yes! Tim, what's up? It's Chris, CB Gooner from Florida. Okay, here's the rundown. I got a couple of things to pass your way.
All right.
However, I want a couple of things to return.
What?
For one, I have a great, inexpensive, free, totally free way for you to get new people attracted to your show.
Okay,
actually,
I'm listening,
two different
but I'm
ways.
Losing interest.
First one starts out, like, ask all the people, all the Discord of Views listeners to log on to Craigslist and post in the personal ad, which is totally free, you know.
All right, listen, just do whatever you're suggesting and, you know, then email me and you might win that iPad.
Tim, look in your email, add me on Xbox Live. Seriously, man, fuck. Seriously, fuck you, seriously.
What do you want from me? Jesus Christ.
Oh, hey, Tim. I want to give you, like, a follow-up on the story I told you about the fat bitch that was talking to me about, like, harassing people.
Okay.
But before I did, I want to say, I'm manly masochist. I called in before, but I never heard my message because I'm a freeloader. So when I get a side swim membership, I'm manly masochist. So, manly masochist here. And the guy Tanner, like, apparently, I didn't know. We were on the bus to the swim meet, like, you know, I'm going to go compete. And I totally fucking lost because, I don't know.
There
are no live swimmers, right? And I'm just like, oh, I'm just doing this for the lulz, right? Anyway, Tanner tells me that
why can't people get to
it
the
was
point?
His complete objective to get Laura to stop, like, to quit, right? I mean, there was the incident with me, but Tanner, the cocksucker, was like, oh, sweet, she's not here. But apparently she was the athletic trainer and not a manager.
Why are all these calls so boring today?
Hey, Tanny Boo, it is 8 Second J, Freaky Deaky from Arizona, and stuck up here in Denver. However, I wanted to share a near-dead experience with you. I went to a Super Kmart for two items, which is a story within itself. But
lube and rice.
I got in the. I had two items, and I got in the 10 items or less line, and there was a near-dead in front of me, who, when he got up to check out, he put a toaster oven. He put a toaster, he put a coffee maker, he put an alarm clock, he had eight items, I can't
name
them all, but they were all the fucking display items, and he couldn't check out, and the guy behind him, I was the guy behind him.
So he didn't actually have, like, the boxes of shit, like the alarm clock in a box, or the toaster oven in a box, he just grabbed the display items.
But the cashier was like, sir, these are the items on display so people know what they want to buy.
Is this his first time
shopping? You got the boxes? The guy said, no, these are the items I want to buy. That's why I grabbed them.
Oh.
And he just couldn't fucking understand. 8 years old, has this guy never been shopping before?
Apparently.
I mean, it was a nightmare.
That is really weird. I've never heard of that.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Orvis calling in with a suggested definition for dick scabs. Dick scabs should be when you jack off and you come all over your dick, but then you just leave it and you let it, like harden into a filmy skin, and then you pick at it and peel it off. Those should be dick scabs.
Oh, Jakku. I like that, actually. Not bad.
Jakku, Dan Pelly's comment calling up with a quick point about the folks who are changing their Facebook icons to 80s cartoon characters to raise awareness of child abuse. The reason you're doing this is it's a lot like prayer. It's the least you can do. Literally, the least you can do. Zero follow-up, zero effort, zero sacrifice. It is a lazy, half-assed way.
Yes.
Who don't want to be bothered to actually do anything.
Preach on.
To pretend they're accomplishing something so they can look down their long-pointed schnoz at the people who aren't participating in the flaccid, pathetic, useless...
I know. Shh, baby, go to sleep now.
Hey, Timmy Boo.
Hey.
The Puerto Rican Fat Man speaking.
Puerto Rican Fat Man just...
I'm calling to tell you I love you and that I'm in the Dominican Republic in Santo Domingo.
I mean, if you weren't so fat, you know, we could possibly be together, but you need to lose some weight.
Hey,
I mean, after that description of how you wipe...
James, I remember Spider.
I so.
Hey, I was wondering what you thought about my birthday present I sent you a few months ago.
What? Thought about what?
You thought about my birthday present I sent you a few months ago.
I can't understand what the fuck he's talking about.
Hey, Tim, it is Sildas Rest, and I would just like to bring up the fact that I think Seth MacFarlane might be a freak, not only because he's just this weird guy, but also because his hour-long Christmas special got to the point where they were talking about how all the elves were inbred.
Yes,
how,
I did
like,
see that.
The reindeer are ravenous creatures that have a taste for elf flesh.
I saw that episode. It was pretty good. I thought of that, too. I was like, wow. Someone listened to
right
the death of an elf. All right. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay?
I love eating toilet paper.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast now is even more important because you can win that iPad. The last prize of the 12 Days of Distortion. Now listen, I want you all to have a Merry Christmas. If you are not of the Christian faith, have a great day. Just know that you are going to go to hell, and you should repent now. On the plus side, if you don't, there's a good chance you will see me down there. All right, we will be back on Monday to do this all over again. Until then, have a great weekend, great holidays. Bye, everybody!
People love Santa Claus. He comes once a year. Down all the chimneys he brings good cheer. People leave him cookies and milk on their hearth. Santa such a happy fanfare. At home, Mrs. Claus is an outstanding cook. Fixes Santa's favorite food from his favorite cookbook. It makes him jolly and pleased at home. And that's why Santa's such a happy fanfare. Happy. Ho, 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 he's always on the go. Santa's just a happy fat fart. As he travels the world, moving through the sky, ain't no store, so there's nothing he can buy. So he loads up his sleigh with some ho-hos and chips to last through the night on all of his trips. We all know that Santa's a real sweetheart. That's why Santa's such a happy fat boy. Happy fat boy. He's a happy fat boy. Ho, 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 he's always on.
Jam that baby maker deep inside my man cunt.